I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The National Weather Service predicts the highest temperature in the country today will be 105 degrees in Wink, Texas, close to a record for Wink. This by way of an introduction to today's topic, global warming. Some of the world's biggest businesses are thinking about global warming. Here with news of a survey on how they're dealing with rising temperatures is Kai Rizdal from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Kai, hello, and who's done the new research and what have they got to say?
Well, Alex, it's a group called the Carbon Disclosure Project. Carbon, because carbon dioxide is one of those greenhouse gases. And disclosure, well, disclosure, because they want to find out what all the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is doing business-wise. Here's who they are, and here's why it matters. It's 90 or so big institutional investors, mutual fund companies, investment banks, those guys, and big pension plans. Obviously, they've got an interest in how companies are coping with global warming because they have lots of other people's money at stake. But more importantly, they've got lots of their own money on the line. All told, it's about $10 trillion. So they went out and talked to 500 companies to see how they're dealing with temperatures that are getting higher.
And what's the news?
Well, a couple of things. One is that there's really no upside here. Mostly these companies say global warming is a problem that they're having to deal with. And it's a problem that's going to cost them money. In no way, shape, or form is it going to make them money. And it's going to cost them that money in lots of different ways. Not only directly in how they manufacture widgets or whatever it is, but indirectly as well. You know, there's one line, Alex, in this survey that shows that if a company's electricity costs go up, you know, as power plants try to contain their greenhouse gases.
Right.
If those power costs go up, say 5%, the survey says, a company's stock price will go down 15%. Obviously, that's sure to be an issue for investors. Also, there's no real way to tell what kind of compliance we're getting here on standards for global warming. It all pretty much depends on how a CEO is feeling on any given day.
You know, I've heard people say, well, maybe the higher temperatures would help agriculture. I mean, are there any positives at all?
You know, there are some. Agriculture, you know, is up to the scientists, I guess. But just in terms of business, this is the second time round for the Disclosure Project. And they say that they're heartened by the fact that there are more projects in the pipeline to help companies deal with rising temperatures. I guess the idea is they kind of get it on global warming. And one last thing, and this is a twist, and this is my favorite part of this whole thing. Most of the companies that answered this survey, they say they really need more regulation from the government on how to deal with global warming. Hmm. Anyway, coming up from the Marketplace Newsroom a bit later on, the business of the day, of course, and some thoughts on the minimum wage.
Thank you, Kai. Kai Rizdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.